I've been waiting for you.
I'm a-begging your pardon, my dear. You see, I was supervising the local Lord lovers as they stacked up the chairs after my revival ended. Please do forgive me for having trespassed against you, ma'am.
Trespass, you say? Let's hope my husband forgives you for trespassing on his land and on his wife.
I don't care a hoot about your husband's forgiveness. I seek the favor of a higher power.
That's enough preaching, preacher. You were late, and my husband's been out in the barn since Johnny Carson finished his monologue. We better get started.
Whatever you say. Where's your copy of the New Testament? You know I like to keep one hand on it whenever I trespass with a beautiful farm wife like you.
It's over on the nightstand under that TV guide with Mork and Mindy on the cover.
This is not my beloved New Testament, or even a copy of the annoying Old Testament.
Oh, that book. Funny story. I really wanted to buy The World According to Garb. I've heard such good things about it from my sister. But the supermarket was sold out, so I bought that book instead. The butcher recommended it, and you know how I trust butchers.
I know, but still, I don't know if the Lord would take kindly to you having a book called Raising Hell Demons for Fun and Profit. Tell me you haven't been stirring up any wickedness with it.
Well, one night I was alone here in the farmhouse. There was nothing on TV but The Love Boat, and I hate The Love Boat. So I decided to have a glass of homemade rye wine and see if there was anything to the whole raising hell demons thing.
And?
It worked. I raised a horde of hell demons. But nothing bad happened. They just flew out the window and into the woods behind the house.
And where are those demons now? Probably possessing some young, innocent creature. And sooner or later, a man of God like myself is going to have to cast them out.
Oh, they haven't possessed anybody. I saw the hell demon horde this morning swirling around the old water well. And hey, I can't be the only one who's done it. The book is number 10 bestseller. The butcher said he himself raised a couple demons one night at a fondue party.
Mark my words, those hell demons of yours are going to cause trouble.
Then you should be thanking me for giving you something to do on those winter nights when it's too cold to have a tent revival.
Oh, I thank you, all right. With my rod and my staff, I thank you.
Oh, my. Oh, suddenly I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Harry, you should have seen those pigs of mine. There's one hell of a storm blowing up outside. But those incredible piggies were all tucked in and snuggled together like one big pile of love. I swear, sometimes I think those pigs are more human than we. Hey,
Willie,
what's going on in here?
It ain't what it looks like.
It better not be, because it sure looks like a slicked-up preacher man is having his way with my wife.
Okay, maybe it is what it looks like.
Now, Willie, don't go doing anything you'll regret. Oh, right in the Holy Trinity.
Get out! Get out! Get out!
I'm getting.
And stay out of my house and my wife.
Now, Willie, just because you're a pitiful cuckolded hillbilly, it don't mean you gotta act like one.
Harriet, where's my turkey shooting rifle?
Don't you remember? You pawned it so you could re-carpet the pig pen. You do anything for those fat hogs, but what about me? I wanted to take that Chinese cooking for couples class, but no, you had a pig party to go to and smack over. Pigs don't even make you any money. We survive off the corn and dry goods you sell.
Well, I'm sorry, Harriet. If you married me for the money, you made a huge mistake. Now look, you got my piggy babies all riled up. There, there, my sweet, sweet piggies. That's it, Francine. Snuggle up next to Mortimer.
I am so sick of them pigs. From the tips of their snotty snouts to those disgusting curly tails they all have.
Don't you talk about their tails like that.
Those curly tails make me want to blorch.
Well, I can plainly see I'm caught up in the middle of a common everyday husband and wife disagreement.
Why are you still here? And why are you still naked?
I'm leaving, Willie. You just simmer down and soothe them swine. I'll just make my way around this water well here and... Oh, great googly moogly!
Oh, no! It's the horde of hell demons!
I told you there'd be trouble. What to do? What to do?
Hell demons? Harry, what have you been up to?
Oh, sure. Just because I raised them, you blame me.
These demons, they seem to be getting awful riled up. That's it. I've got it. Y'all stand out of the way. I'm gonna cast this horde of demons into the pigs. Then when the pigs are slaughtered, the demons go back to hell.
Slaughtered? You ain't gonna touch a hair on these heavenly hogs.
Stand back. Our Father, who's up in heaven, hallelujah be thy name. Sendeth your army of godly warriors to force these demons of Satan into these useless pig bodies.
Useless? Why, I oughta.
I've got them. The demons are in my command. Now, in this next part, I'm going to be speaking in tongues, using the love language of the Lord. So don't fear if thou do not understand us. Ooba-boo-boo-la-li-mugga-hoodie-wumpo-funky-kibo.
No! You can't, my precious pokers! Run! You've got to get far away from here. Don't look at me all sad like that. Get out! It's the only way.
Willie, no! The prayer's already started. He can't stop now.
Get on out of here, Francine. You and Mortimer, too. Take Peggy and Petey with you. Follow Oliver and Bethany and Timmy and Jedediah. The rest of you, too. Get on out. Skedaddle!
Babufo, lollimugga, hoodie, wumpo, funky kibo. The great God of Moses and Sister Bertrille the Flying Nun compels you. Get inside. Wait, where's the pork?
They're gone. You fool.
No, Willie, you don't understand. I cannot stop. The power of the Almighty has already bound this demon horde, and they gotta be put into something or somebody.
No, don't do it!
It's too late. It's already done.
Willie, what's so funny?
Now that I'm possessed by a horde of hell demons, I feel more like myself than ever before. I was laughing at the irony. It's even funnier than a love boat.
You don't sound like yourself, Willie. And your appearance has changed. Oh, God! You look almost like a
pig? Hell demons have a wicked sense of humor, don't they? Also, I'm glowing. Not sure if you noticed that or not. Anyway, now I'll be off to collect my pigs. And you can be damn sure I'll kill anyone who gets in my way.
Oh, listen, you demon-possessed pig-farming hillbilly Willie. You can't go around killing folks from sunset through daylight or whenever the mood strikes you. Why, who in the hell do you think you are?
You just said it. I'm the demon-possessed pig-farming hillbilly Willie. No, wait. That takes too long to say. From now on, I am Hillbilly Willie, and I will find my pigs. But first, just for fun, I'm going to kill you.
Willie, you stop this nonsense. If you're going to kill the preacher here, you're going to have to go through me.
Don't mind if I do.
Gruesome tale, I know, but that is how I first heard the story.
Wow, so detailed. Who told you?
An acquaintance told me during a boring Super Bowl party in 1979.
Oh, God, Super Bowls are so boring.
Hey, I love Super Bowls.
You love Super Bowls full of nachos.
You know I love football, Super Bowls, and nacho Super Bowls.
Isn't it weird how we can all sit here and talk about Hillbilly Willie so openly like this? I mean, normally we'd all be skirting around the issue, since we've been terrorized by him so many, many Halloweens in a row.
Unless Hillbilly Willie takes a vacation to Greenland, I think we're safe.
I never thought Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn's world tour, spreading the gospel of rye, would save us from Halloween horrors. But now that I do think about it, it does make total sense. Hillbilly Willie ain't coming to Greenland.
And we aren't going to Busheltown. I wonder what kind of Halloween adventure we'll experience.
It won't be as good as Garfield's Halloween adventure, that's for sure.
You know, that's right. Hey, let's go watch it right now.
Okay.
Boys, I think you're forgetting something.
Oh, right. We're on a sightseeing bus tour of Greenland.
And we're 10 minutes away from the Nix Historic Cathedral, so we may as well continue our Hillbilly Willie conversation.
All right. Well, you know, Kendall and I first heard about Hillbilly Willie from this guy at the campground in the North Busheltown Woods.
Mrs. Knotbottom, when did you first hear about Hillbilly Willie? Mrs. Knotbottom. Wake up, Daffodil!
Oh, my. Are we making a stop for more pamphlets, girl?
We're discussing when we each first heard about Hillbilly Willie. When did you first hear the story?
Well, let's see. I believe it was when I heard that old folk song about him. It did become quite popular after Ralphie Blobb Sr. sang it at the church picnic in 1983.
Oh, yes, I remember that song now. I think it was something like...
Once there was a farmer in the North Busheltown woods. Made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs, yes he did really. He loved them more than he should, that old Hillbilly Willie.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willie.
Now he's in the woods looking for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy, it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willie.
Don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land.
And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willie.
Watch out or he might just get a little killy, that demon-possessed pig farmer,
Hillbilly.
It's me. What? You don't recognize me? That's odd. I'm the demonic spirit that's been living in your bedroom closet for the last 3 months. Well, if you haven't noticed me yet, you will soon. I'll be the one hovering above you as you sleep tonight. But first, hear this. It's a tale of Halloween horror that began one day in late October in Greenland. Just as the Cliff and Kendall gang began to feel sure nothing terrifying would happen this year, a fax arrived at their motel. And 4 hours later, when they came back from their sightseeing tour, the fateful fax was waiting for them like a hungry alligator waits for a possum to poop in the river.
Oh, my. What's that on your pillow, Sugar Lump?
Oh, why, it's a fax from KBSH.
Oh, I do hope they aren't refusing to air Cliff and Kendall's little show.
Quite the contrary. It seems KBSH wants them to do something as part of a big promotion for the station.
Whoa. Are you certain they want Cliff and Kendall? Why, whatever for?
It seems they're the only ones the insurance company will allow to... Oh, my shooting stars.
What is it, dear?
Cliff and Kendall are going to space.
Yes, as part of an effort to promote KBSH's new Space Minute, a 60-second block of time devoted to new space discoveries set to air every other Wednesday, Rye 99 launched a space station that was then hovering just above the Earth's exosphere, 666 miles above the KBSH parking lot. Was it luck or whim of Beelzebub himself that caused their insurance company to label Cliff and Kendall the only on-air personalities expendable enough to shoot into the sky for publicity? Not that it matters. It was far too late to stop the horrible horrors that lie ahead. The shocks began, but by no means ended, as the Cliff and Kendall crew arrived at the rocket launch facility that would shoot them from Greenland to the space station above Busheltown.
Hi, we're here for the rocket ride. I can't believe I just said that. Hello? Hello? Where is everybody?
Look, their whole lobby was decorated for a Halloween party.
Yeah, and this punch over here is still fresh.
I wonder where I should put our luggage.
Daffodil, can't you see something is terribly wrong here? It looks like everybody just left in the middle of a party.
Not everybody left. Oh, there's a big pool of blood over here next to the popcorn balls.
Oh my! I think we better get out of here quick.
I can't believe Halloween Horror found us in Greenland. I just really can't believe it.
Hey, anybody else want one of these green witch cupcakes as we run out of here?
I want two. I'll save one for later.
You always say that, then you eat both.
Oh, hello. Sorry you find the place in such a mess.
Oh God, are you the one who killed everybody and forgot to mop up that pool of blood over there?
Oh no, I'm afraid there's been a misunderstanding. I'm Sminkel. I'll be your rocket pilot. You see, that is not real blood. We had a Halloween party this morning and we used a bunch of fake blood in our annual bloodiest corpse contest.
What a relief!
Yeah, I was worried there for a minute. But the horror is over and now we're just going to do something safe and normal.
Yes, take a rocket into space above Busheltown.
Please, follow me around out back and we'll get you suited up and into the heavens.
It wasn't long before the rocket engines were fired up and the final preparations for space travel began.
Funky, Mommy and Daddy will miss you while we're in space.
I'll miss you too. Have fun in space.
Yes, we'll have fun, won't we, Daddy?
Oh, I should say so, dear. Daddy is going to miss his little Funky Wonky.
And tell your baby brother Opie we'll be missing him too.
Okay, will you bring me a present from space?
Of course, dear. What would you like? A moon rock? A falling star?
I want a PlayStation.
Well, we may have to ask St. Nick for that. I know. How about a packet of powdered applesauce? It's what real space women eat.
Yay! I can't wait!
Now do your best to listen to Crockpot while we're gone. Mommy and Daddy love you.
I love you. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Oh, dry your eyes, dear. We'll be back home in a matter of days.
Oh, I know. It's just that I haven't been to space since the children were born, and seeing Funky through video chat has made me emotional.
I definitely understand that. My wife Susan just texted me a hand-waving goodbye emoji, and kind of emotional too. But I have a secret surprise that will brighten all of our moods once we're on the space station. It's in my luggage.
Oh, I hope you brought a bunch of Martha Stewart pumpkin carving tutorials for us to watch.
You'll just have to wait and see.
And then the final countdown began, and within seconds the Cliff and Kendall gang was in the air, rocketing their way through the sky toward heaven, or so it would seem. But their destination would turn out to be anything but heavenly. In fact, it was the opposite of heaven. You know what that is, right? You got it. Hell.
Hell.
Kendall, this rocket ride's making me kind of nauseous.
Well, whatever you do, don't look behind us. Charles the contractor is moisturizing his ankles. Ugh. Why did he have to come along again?
There was a space clause in his contract. Oh my God, I just had a terrible thought. What if the rocket pilot was lying? What if Sphinkel killed the real rocket pilot and he's hijacked us?
Why would he do that?
Why did we get directions to that spooky house where Tyler got shot? Why did Hillbilly Willie get summoned to our Christmas Eve benefit? Why did we end up in hell?
You think Sphinkel, our rocket pilot, belongs to the cult that worships Hillbilly Willie?
Is that so crazy? We've learned that anything can happen on Halloween. A dog can turn into a cat. A demon-possessed pig farmer can disguise himself as a baby or possess your co-host, even.
But I thought the cult was driven underground after the death of Sheriff Fogblast.
That's just what Lenny the Exterminator said in his email blast. And besides, things can be gone for years and then suddenly come back without warning. Like the X-Files or Will and Grace.
Well, I think we're safe. I mean, what would Sphinkel do? Bring Hillbilly Willie to space? The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I guess that is really stupid. Hillbilly Willie in space? What was I thinking?
Hey, look out the window. It's the space station. It looks like a giant gray robotic pumpkin.
I didn't think it would be so big. It's the size of your house, Kendall.
Wow, I bet we could fit like
40 of your studio apartments in there.
Yeah, I bet.
We're now approaching the KBSH space station, co-sponsored by the Blob Smush Food & More and Beef Boy Fast Food Corporation. Please brace yourself for docking.
And just like that, Cliff and Kindle and the others were in space.
I can't believe we're weightless.
Technically, we still weigh the same, but we're floating through air due to a wonderful lack of gravity.
I thought we'd have artificial gravity like in the movies, but instead we don't, like in some other movies.
Unfortunately, KBSH said artificial gravity was far too expensive.
Finally, a cost-cutting measure I like.
I've never felt lighter or freer. Look at me, I'm dancing in midair.
Me too!
Hi there, I'm Horace Peterson Ron the Fourth. But you can call me Captain Ron. I'm the captain of this here KBSH space station, co-sponsored by the Blob Smush Food & More and the Beef Boy Fast Food Corporation. I was expecting some radio personalities, but it looks like I picked up some kind of obese ballet company.
Oh, no, we're just dancing because we've never felt so light or free in our big fat lives.
Uh-huh. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to point out some of the things on this diagram of the space station. Let me pull it up here on this holographic computer KBSH rented.
Cool. Captain Ron, this is so awesome.
It's all very technological, isn't it?
Oh, you said it, girl. I feel like we're living in the 21st century.
Well, if you direct your eyes to the hologram, you'll see us. We're these red dots on what's known as the bridge. It bridges our sleeping quarters and the engine room and the captain's deck, which is totally off limits to anybody but me, the captain. Now this over here is where you got a live 24-hour feed of Rye 99. So any time of day you want to listen to Rye 99, you just come over and flip this switch.
It's done. Here but now
then. Hey, isn't that Sister Mary Mildred's new hit single?
Yes, I love this one.
Romeo and Juliet. All together in eternity.
I still can't believe she won all those Grammys.
Makes sense to me. She was a choir directing fake nun that became a choir directing real nun. Then she led her choir to regionals and nationals, and then they won the top prize on Catholics Got Talent. That was followed by a record deal with Interscope, and then a Grammy winning duets album. Who's the duet with again?
We'll be able to fly.
Oh yeah, Bob Dylan. Does that switch play any other radio station?
Nope. You'll notice two windows. The one on this side looks down onto Busheltown, and the one on this other side looks out into space. And to the right is the kitchen.
Kitchen! That sounds fun.
Yeah. Is there anything pumpkin spice in there?
Now, boys, don't ruin your appetites for dinner.
Yes, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn.
Hey, where'd Charles the Contractor go? We didn't leave him in the rocket, did we?
No, he was right next to me when the rocket undocked and shot back to Earth. I remember because he remarked about how the rocket was shaped like a wiener.
Dear.
Well, let's face it, it was shaped like a wiener.
Hey, what's the red-hot blob on the holographic map of the space station?
Oh, God, that must be him. He's squatting right over something. Captain Ron, is he on top of a toilet?
No, I'm afraid he's squatting over the dishwasher.
Oh, God, Charles the Contractor just ruined space.
If Cliff and Kindle thought Charles the Contractor's dishwasher defecation was the worst thing that could happen in space, they were dead wrong. Later that afternoon, after their luggage was unpacked, the gang was back on the bridge where Kindle had just revealed part one of his big surprise.
And of course, if you want to get a little bit more elaborate and cut out extraordinary designs like this leaf, just pin a real leaf on the pumpkin, cut around the edge.
Oh my God, how do her pumpkins always look so good?
Okay, now on to part two of my big surprise. You may have wondered why I packed this huge, overstuffed garbage bag.
You told me it was filled with cakes.
You told me it was filled with children's letters to God.
Well, me personally, I hope it's filled with extra toilet paper. Why, I've never seen that bag before. What have you got in there, boy?
The time has now come to reveal what's in my garbage bag. You see, as we were all in a frenzy to leave Greenland, I began to have a worried sort of feeling. And what I was worried about was the thought of spending Halloween in space. On a space station that didn't look or feel Halloween-y at all. So, I packed this garbage bag full of Halloween decorations. See, here's a real pumpkin, and a big wad of fall foliage. Here are some paper bats and a few life-size cardboard skeletons. What I'm trying to say is we should
put out some pumpkins. It's time we made outer space look like fall again.
spread around some foliage.
Hang up a skeleton out there in the hall again now.
For we need a bit of Halloween just because we love it.
Bats flapping in the window, witches flying above it.
Yes, we need a bit of Halloween just because we love it.
Haven't carved a jack-o'-lantern.
Hey, look how shy there. Is that Saturn?
Let's bust out the candy.
I could go for a dozen or so Snickers bars.
Save me a Tootsie Roll.
I can't believe I'm eating a Mars bar as I look at Mars now.
For we've grown a little lazy, grown a little sadder,
gone a little crazy,
grown a whole lot fatter, and this needs to be more orange,
and needs to be more blacker.
We need a bit of Halloween now.
Put out some pumpkins! Well, once I taught you all to live each living day,
spread around some foliage.
This is gonna be one hell of a Halloween now.
Yes, we need a bit of Halloween just because we love it. Bats flying in the window, witches flying above it.
Yes, we need a bit of Halloween
just because we love it.
We need a bit of Halloween.
Did you mean for that big pumpkin and all this foliage to just float around like this?
Well, I sort of thought we'd have gravity and also some scotch tape. Turns out we have neither. Whoops!
Hey, it still looks way more Halloween-y, and I appreciate it.
Yes, it was a very nice thought, dear.
Oh, excuse me, everyone. Oh, it seems I just inhaled part of a dried leaf.
Ow, that pumpkin just floated over here and hit me in the head.
Okay, who's ready for part three? The final part of my big surprise.
I am. Then let's eat.
Part three. It takes way too long to say KBSH Space Station, co-sponsored by the Blops Push Food and More and the Beef Boy Fast Food Corporation. So I came up with the world's best nickname for it. Ready? We're on the Real Space Express. Get it? It's like our old tour bus was the Real Sass Express, but now it's the Real Space Express, because we're in...
Oh, pardon me, boy. Oh, I seem to have detected something bizarre just outside the window.
What is it, Daffodil?
It's not some kind of space demon, is it?
Of course not, boy. You see, it's just below that clump of stars there, and to the right of that other grouping of stars.
I don't see anything there at all.
Precisely. It's the absence of stars that I noticed.
Yep, that's probably a space demon, and this is how we die. On the Real Space F***ing Express.
Oh, no, it ain't nothing out there, man. Looks just like a big hole or something.
Should we alert Captain Ron?
He's on the captain's deck. He said that's off limits. But maybe we should tell someone else. I mean, look at all these buttons on the wall. One of them must connect us to somebody on Earth. Like, possibly this button here, marked ground control. It's right by the intercom-looking thing.
Ground control to KBSH, space station co-sponsored by the Blockmush Food and More and the Beef Boy Fast Food Corporation.
We're actually calling it the Real Space Express now.
Real Space Express? Wait, Kendall, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Oh my god, Terry? Terry the Temp, is that you?
It's me! I'm temping as ground control down here at the Busheltown Space Center.
Wow! Terry, can you believe we're in space?
It's pretty crazy, but it's a crazy world, and I know that as well as anybody. Out temping on the road so many years, I've pretty much seen it all. But enough about me. What can I help you with down here on the ground?
Terry, we noticed something kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it, but when we look out this window, there's sort of a absence of stars. Like, Mr. Snodbottom actually first noticed it, if you can believe that.
Let me try to pull up what you guys are seeing down here on my computer screen. Okay, I've got it. This is weird, isn't it? How about this? I'll make some phone calls down here on the ground, then I'll contact you guys back in space once I get some answers.
Hey, Terry, while I've got you on the line, you didn't happen to pick up my mail today, did you?
Actually, I did. You've got 4 past due notices, an invitation to a hayride for homosexual snake handling Baptists, and what looks like a Halloween card, which is addressed to you and Kendall. Should I open it?
Sure. We're not really that busy up here in space.
On the front, there's a kid wearing a witch hat sitting in a bowl of candy corn. On the inside, it says, Hope your Halloween is all treats and no tricks. It's signed, Love Becky.
Aw, a card from our old assistant Becky in the insane asylum. How sweet.
Oh, there's a PS down at the bottom that reads, please tell Charles the contractor I think about him every day.
Sounds like she's not any closer to getting out.
I guess not. Thanks, Terry. You've been super helpful.
Hey, I may not be working ground control for long, but while I'm here, I'm going to give it everything I've got in space communication.
Terry certainly has a positive attitude. Now, while she's checking on that, why don't we take the publicity photo for KBSH?
Okay. Where should we float?
By that window over there so we can see Busheltown behind you. All right, now, hold up these signs for the sponsors.
I'll hold this one for the food and more.
Why do I have to hold the one that says, here's the beef, for the beef boy?
It doesn't matter, you both look great. I can't wait to see that on the cover of the Busheltown Examiner.
The cover? Wow!
Yes, the cover of Tuesday's Arts and Leisure section.
Kendall, you know I just realized Sfinkle wasn't a Hillbilly Willie cult member, or he would have tried to kill us before he rocketed back to Greenland.
I told you. Now what, are you going to say Captain Ron's a cult member?
I wasn't going to, but now you got me thinking. Oh, God, Kendall, Captain Ron worships Hillbilly Willie! Why haven't we seen him all afternoon? Oh, it's all starting to make sense.
Cliff, no, it's not. None of this makes sense. I mean, except for us being in space. It's just a normal day on the ride tour. Ow! The pumpkin floated over, hit me in the head. Oh, it really hurt.
Can we tape it down?
There's no tape.
Oh, I got some contractor's glue, but it's back in my toolbox on Earth.
What if you take this scarf and tie it down?
After the pumpkin was secured to a space bar, Cliff continued to worry out loud about his fear that Captain Ron was somehow affiliated with Hillbilly Willie. After many unpleasant minutes of this, Kendall agreed to accompany Cliff on a fact-finding mission to the forbidden captain's deck. Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn chose to stay on the bridge and watch the Earth set. Charles the contractor took Kendall's iPad back to his sleeping quarters, so he could rewatch the Martha Stewart pumpkin carving tutorials during some alone time.
Look, there it is.
Captain Ron is going to be so mad. He's so cool, and now you're going to get him all PO'd.
Where has he been, Kendall? He's left us alone for hours. That can only mean he's summoning a certain oink oink kill kill man that I promised I wouldn't mention again if he came up with me to the captain's deck. And if he hasn't been casting spells, what has he been doing?
I don't know. Steering the ship?
Steering it where? We're hovering above the KBSH parking lot. Look, we'll just knock on the door. If he has a reasonable explanation for hiding all afternoon, he can tell us.
Oh my God, he's going to hate us. Just because you've got the Halloween jitters.
Why won't he answer the door?
There are 1,000 great reasons to not open the door that have nothing to do with Hillbilly Willie.
I know, but I need reassurance. We're hovering above Busheltown, and it's a late October night. And I didn't want to say this in front of Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn or Mr. Snodbottom, but I have an extremely scary feeling that something horrible is going to happen. Even more so than usual.
Honestly, I do too. I think that my worrying earlier wasn't completely over whether the space station would be Halloween-y enough. I had the same scary feeling as you. It's like knowing your pizza is going to burn in the oven, but it's too late to stop it.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the bottom of this Captain Ron situation.
Nothing. Hey, what if I press this thing?
The captain's deck is open.
Let's float in. No point in stopping now.
Captain Ron?
I guess he's not steering after all. The captain's controls over here are set to auto hover.
Hey, look at these things.
Escape pods in case of emergency. So these are the real Space Express lifeboats.
If I'd have known they were this small, I would have gone on a diet.
And look at the sign on this one. You think KBSH knows about this?
Probably. I'm sure that's why they sent us and not a big star like Dolores or the Prank Brothers Morning Zoo crew.
Hey, look at this tank thing.
Hyper sleep chamber. Wonder what that's for.
Hyper sleep, probably.
Well, where is he? We're all up in his deck and he hadn't come to stop us or even to yell at you for releasing a bunch of dirty dead foliage into the air. That tells me he's hiding and performing a ritual, or he's disappeared due to some paranormal event.
Okay, if he's a cult member, he must have one of those robes here somewhere.
Yeah, and one of those masks they wear that have faintly piggish features. Let's look through his closets. Nothing in this one but a bunch of space towels.
Oh God, here's a robe. No, wait, never mind. It's not a cult robe, it's a robe from the Smackover Marriott.
Now this is weird.
What?
It's a duffel bag filled with knives and a knife sharpener and a bottle of bloodstain remover.
That is weird. And look, it's a newspaper with a composite sketch of Captain Ron on the cover.
The real cover or the cover of the arts and leisure section?
The real cover. But there must be some mistake. He's not labeled Captain Ron. It says he's the Gasville Gutter. He's wanted for a series of 8 guttings.
Oh, God! We have to get back to the others and find a place we can stay safe. He's probably laying in wait, preparing for a deadly game of cat and mouse.
Quickly, float back to the bridge. Boys, there's great news!
But wait, we have terrible news.
Proper etiquette tells us the great news should come first, so it will soften the blow of the terrible news.
Okay.
We've just heard from Terry the Temp. It seems that peculiar absence of stars Mr. Snodbottom noticed in the night sky was an undiscovered black hole. Yes, and since it was his discovery, the Busheltown Space Center has decided to name it after him. Just look out that window, boys, and you'll see Snodbottom's hole.
Oh, it's such an honor for something in the heavens to bear your name. I can't wait to tell the children.
Congratulations. Okay, now, you said something about terrible news.
Yes, Captain Ron isn't really a captain. Or maybe he is. I'm not really sure on that.
But he's also a serial killer called the Gasville Gutter. And we found all of his gutting knives.
Not all of them.
Ah! Oh, my exploding haystacks!
Oh, whoa, my, oh, my.
So you fat ballet dancers found out my secret. I was just up here in space hiding out. But I can't have any witnesses going back to Earth to give away my identity. So I'll be forced to gut you all and then accidentally shoot your corpses out into space.
No, please.
Ground control to the Real Space Express. Hey guys, it's Terry.
Nobody say a word or I'll gut you.
Ground control to Real Space Express, come in. We have a special guest with us down here. Her name is Sherry Couch, and she's a fifth grader from Busheltown Elementary. She won a poetry contest and is here to share her prize-winning poem with you guys in space. Take it away, Sherry.
My name's Sherry Couch, and I'm here to say I go to school, and I'm in the fifth grade. I hear they're shooting you into space to chase you out of the whole human race. Be cool up there with the planets and moon. The people down here hope you'll be back soon. Be nice to any aliens and give them a kiss. And if you want a message, listen to this. Reach for the stars and you'll make it, son. But don't forget the Earth is number one. Sherry's out, y'all.
Wow, thanks, Sherry. There's not a dry down here in the space center. Guys, I hope you're hearing this. Oh, I also wanted you to know there's a big windstorm going through town, and it's blown the space station a little off course. You drifted north a few miles. I need to speak to Captain Ron so we can get you guys back on track. Guys? Yoo-hoo! Hello, hello, hello! Okay, I'll try you back later in space communication.
And now, who am I gonna gut first?
Oh, hey guys. Any of y'all know how to unclog a space toilet?
I just decided who dies first. Now, say hello to the business end of my gutting blade.
Oh, my guts.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, shit, is Charles the Contractor dead?
He must be. His blood's balling up and floating all over the bridge.
Uh-oh.
And now, who will help me decide who dies next?
I am Hillbilly Willie.
Oh, holy hell, who are you?
I literally just said it. I am Hillbilly Willie. I was down in the North Busheltown woods seconds ago. I was just about to rip the spine from a pair of teenage lovers when I noticed these blinking lights in the sky. I was curious, so I flew right on up. You see, the North Busheltown woods belong to me, and so does the space above it.
Well, you look like some kind of disgusting glowing pig man to me. And them overalls you wearing could use some tide with bleach.
To be honest, I can't believe you would dare speak to me this way. Me, the master of night and pig farming. I'm actually quite taken aback.
And you about to be taken affront. You see, you a pig man who snuck in here somehow. And how good a pig or a man. It don't make no difference to me. Cause I am the Gasville Gutter.
You were... now your pile of ashes. Now that was fun with a capital F. I've got to kill more often. I just can't let myself get lazy. Wait, weren't there some other expendable meat bags floating around in here? I'll find them. Hey, I bet if I look at that window, I can see my house from here.
I told you this Halloween would be the opposite of heaven for Cliff and Kendall. From your stony silence, I could tell you didn't believe me, but now you know the truth. During the violent face-off between Hillbilly Willie and the Gasville Gutter, Cliff and Kendall and their friends scrambled silently back to the captain's deck. Ah, yes, the captain's deck, the place where the story ends.
Help! How do you lock a sliding space door?
Does it matter? Hillbilly Willie can just burn a hole through it.
Ow! Hillbilly Willie just kicked me in the butt! Oh, no, wait. Is Charles the contractor's body? Why did we drag that in here again? Isn't he already...
No, he's got a pulse. It's faint, but he's still alive. We've got to get him to a hospital.
A hospital? How do we do that?
They could take an escape pod. They're right over there.
Oh, praise Crash, the newborn king.
Ow! Charles the contractor kicked me again. Oh, no, wait, it was the pumpkin. It floated loose somehow.
The escape pods are so small, we won't all fit.
You guys take the left one. Just get in and jam Charles the contractor up there in the overhead compartment. Kendall and I, we'll take the other one. Right, Kendall?
Yeah, we'll take it right after you guys blast off.
But, Bowers, I don't know how to fly this crazy thing.
I believe we pushed this large red evacuate button.
And if you need anything else, just press ground control, and Terry will talk you down.
Okay, you've got to go. Hillbilly Willie could be here any second.
See you on Earth.
We love you, Bowers.
Love you.
Now we're alone on the real Space Express with Hillbilly Willie, and no escape pod.
Well, we've got one. It's just out of order. So it's like not having one. I just told them to use the other one because I assumed we'd come up with a plan and not really need an escape pod.
Yeah, I thought we'd come up with a plan too. That's why I agreed.
So, what's the plan?
I was hoping you had one.
Let's just think really hard for a second.
Okay, if we get rid of Hillbilly Willie, we won't need an escape pod. Once he's gone, Terry the Temp sends a rocket or does something from the ground that rescues us.
I like it.
So, how have we gotten rid of him in the past?
Oh, I hate when you ask me that. There was a time we did a spell with shampoo, but we don't have the book with the spells.
What did we do last year?
I don't remember. Wait. One year, wasn't there something with perfect pitch? I could try to sing him away.
It's worth a shot, but there must be other ways. Let's keep thinking of more and more possible plans until he finds us.
Okay.
Come up with anything yet?
Come on, sing!
I'm trying to... I can't remember the words to any songs!
What? What about Madonna? Think of a Madonna song!
What was that one? I think it was about sex or dancing, maybe? Oh, how did it go?
Demon mind block. One of my specialties. And now to do something I should have done years ago. Kill you too.
But I thought you liked us. Don't we remind you of your pigs?
Yes, you are both very pig-like, but not enough to keep me from killing you. And I'm not sure, but it must be something about this space air. It's really rekindled my love of killing. I don't know if you'd believe it, but I've only slaughtered 16 people this year. What have I been doing with my time, right? Well, no more. After I get rid of you fatsos, I'm going on a comeback killing tour. 16 people a year. Try 16 a night. I'm really going to dig in and start slaughtering again. Maybe I can find an orphanage or an old folks home to get me back into the groove.
Oh God, what have we done?
But as I said, you two die first. Oh yes, you must both die. I'll see to that if it's the last thing I do. But how to do it? Decapitation? Disemboweling? I'm going through a phase where I really enjoy burning people alive, but I just did that a few...
What happened? I had my eyes closed in terror.
The pumpkin! It floated in Hillbilly Willie's head and knocked him out!
Oh, shit! He's just floating there, unconscious. What do we do?
Quick, push him into the hypersleep chamber.
What's that keypad?
I think it's a timer. I'll press this max button.
How long will he be stuck in there?
I don't know.
But what do we do when he wakes up and explodes his way out of there?
I don't know.
Okay, so he wakes up while we're still here, he kills us, and then he goes on a comeback killing tour of Busheltown. Countless others die, right?
Right.
Okay. He wakes up after we leave on a rocket that Terry sends, then he goes on a comeback killing tour, in which he fulfills his promise to kill us, and then countless others, right?
Right.
Well, please tell me you've thought of a better scenario.
I have. Snodbottom's hole.
Snodbottom's hole? Snodbottom's hole?
The black hole Mr. Snodbottom discovered. If we can get Hillbilly Willie into it.
He can't escape. Nothing escapes a black hole. Not even light. Elmo taught me that. He'd be stuck in there forever. But how do we... The escape pod's out of order.
I bet I can take command of the captain's controls and steer the real Space Express into Snodbottom's hole.
But if you do that, how can... Oh.
No matter what we do, we die.
You're right. It's the only way. Look at him floating there in the hypersleep chamber. I lost count of how many people we knew that died because of him. And think of all the people we didn't know. 16 people this year. People with friends, family, co-hosts, maybe.
We can stop it.
We have to stop it. Can you really work the captain's controls?
I think so. If I just... We are now in manual overdrive.
There's Snodbottom's hole on the view screen.
There's no gas pedal. How do I accelerate?
What about this over here? It says thrusters.
That must be it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Thelma?
Okay, Luis.
Thrusters engaged. Here we go! What is it?
What Snodbottom's hole! We're gonna die!
It's Snodbottom's hole!
All our times have come here, but now they're gone. Come the last night of sadness, it was clear we couldn't go on. The door was open and the wind appeared. The candles blew and then disappeared. The curtains flew and then he appeared.
Saying, don't be afraid.
Come on, baby.
And we had no fear.
We ran to him.
Then we started to fly.
Looking back where we said goodbye. We have become like forever. Taking his hand. Become